This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to the United States Wednesday night following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control, diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. Meantime, Putin said Wednesday that jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny got what he deserved when he was sentenced to prison. Navalny, Putin's most prominent political foe, was arrested in January when he returned from Germany, where he had been treated at a Berlin hospital for 5 months while recovering from a poisoning. Navalny contends Russian agents applied the nerve agent Novichok to his underwear in August, a claim Moscow has denied. Then, in February, Navalny was handed a 2.5-year prison term for violating terms of a suspended sentence he had been given after a 2014 embezzlement conviction he has claimed is politically motivated. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. China launched the first 3-man crew Thursday to its new space station and its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts traveling in the spaceship launched by a rocket in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert, the two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making his first space flight, are heading to the core module of the space station for a 3-month stay in its main living compartment. While there, they will carry out experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare the station for receiving two additional modules next year. Hong Kong police arrested 5 directors at Apple Daily Newspaper earlier today, including its editor-in-chief, according to local media reports, and the latest blow to the newspaper's jailed owner, Jimmy Lai. The move is the latest blow to Apple Daily after authorities last month directed Lai's shares in Next Digital, publisher of the newspaper, to be frozen. Lai was arrested in August last year and later charged under the national security law imposed by China on its freest city. The pro-democracy activist's assets were also frozen under the same law. He has been in jail since December after being detained in a separate national security trial. He faces 3 charges under the new law, including collusion with a foreign country. The European Union announced it is recommending that member nations lift COVID-19 restrictions on tourists from the United States, potentially making it easier for U.S. tourists to travel to Europe. Non-essential travel from the U.S. and other countries had been banned in the EU as a precaution to avoid the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. But EU member representatives meeting in Brussels agreed Wednesday to add the U.S. to the list of nations from which the ban may be lifted. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results of vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. And vaccination efforts here in the U.S. have slowed even as the new variant is trying to take hold. Federal authorities are warning of the rise of the Delta variant first discovered in India, in particular in pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st to nearly 2,000 this week. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.